Good morning, conference. I was at the annual Darwin Day dinner last month, and the guest speaker, the prominent professor in medical science, Bert Rimmer, said, "Thank goodness to the diversity of cells that make up our immune system, which is capable to adapt to fight any infections that invade our bodies. It's this strength in diversity that has allowed mankind to survive and thrive." When I moved here in 1974, it was an uncertain time with very few people of other nationalities. I remember being stared at in the street, mostly out of curiosity rather than hostility. Now, when I walk through multi-ethnic, vibrant Belfast, hearing different languages spoken on the street, seeing Polish and Chinese supermarkets, I'm struck by how far we have come and how this diversity has enriched this society, not only economically, but also culturally. I hope I have played a part in raising cultural awareness in the Assembly and putting pressure on OFM-DFM to produce the revised racial equality strategy last year. While this gives me optimism for the future, it is clear that tackling sectarianism and racism must remain a priority for us all. The tribal politics of us and them hinders political, social, and economic progress in Northern Ireland. If we are unable to move beyond this, then more and more people will leave to build their lives elsewhere. This style of politics does nothing to inspire young people to remain in or come to Northern Ireland, and it certainly does not encourage international investment. I am a victim of the brain drain. My two sons left Northern Ireland at 18 and are most unlikely to ever come back. Alliance, commitment to building a shared, progressive, and prosperous society is what will encourage our young people to come home. Something Stephen Donnelly from Alliance Youth will no doubt agree with. To date, the Assembly has failed our LGBT community. Issues like adoption, blood donation, and homophobic bullying in schools all still need to be addressed. I wish that marriage equality could have been achieved during my time in the Assembly, but I know this will happen. It's only a matter of time. Mickey Murray from the Alliance LGBT group will be able to expand on the work that's being done. The Northern Ireland Assembly is very male and very white. And middle-aged as well. It's certainly not representative of our society, with only 20% female representation in 2016, and only one ethnic minority MLA ever, who is soon to retire, I'm afraid. I would also have liked to see our individually tabled amendments to remove some of the restrictions on abortion to have succeeded in the Assembly last month. This was a missed opportunity to bring our law in line with human rights. Kate Nicol from the Alliance Women's Group will soon tell us more about how Alliance works hard to get more women involved in politics. Alliance recognizes and embraces the strength that is found by working together, by diversity. Alliance is a party which is serious about creating a shared future in which people of different race, religion, sexuality, age, gender, and even politics can work and live together in peace and harmony. Alliance must continue to ensure that those who feel different know that they are valued, that those with no voice know that they can count on us. We must strive to always do not what is popular, but what is right. It has been a great privilege to serve as an Alliance MLA. I want to thank you all for your support and your friendship. You are all like a big family to me. And I wish to hand over to the next generation of Alliance Party Diversity Champions. Please welcome Kate Nicol from the Alliance Women's Group, who is passionate about seeing more women in leadership roles. Thank you.
Good morning, conference. With just 21 out of 108 MLAs, Northern Ireland has one of the lowest levels of female representation in the UK and Ireland. If placed in international legislatures, the Assembly would rank 70th out of 189 countries. The underrepresentation of women in politics is not down to the electorate, who we know are as likely to elect female politicians as male ones. The issue lies in encouraging women to stand in the first place. So that's where the Alliance Party Women's Group comes in. The group, which was recently reformed following a Stormont workshop on women in politics, is not only aware of the barriers to participation which some women face, but recognize that there is a failure of our political system to see the structural gender inequality which affects a woman's decision to enter politics. So, things like the lack of affordable and accessible childcare, or society's perception of women as carers, which leads to women putting their careers on hold to look after children. By the way, shout out to Minister Stephen Fowey for getting the legislative ball rolling regarding shared parental leave. That's why we love him. deserves applause. Other issues like the adversarial culture of politics in Northern Ireland, which is hugely off-putting. Also, there's a lack of confidence among women because there are so few female role models in political life. So these are just some of the barriers women face, and we know that it's important to provide a support system to counter them. But our support is not just on a social level, although this is important. We also plan to use our individual expertise to help develop collective skills. We have a social network forum, plans for media and speech writing workshops, for policy meetings and political discussions, to name a few. The convener of the group will rotate, so members who perhaps haven't had leadership experience will have the chance to build their confidence in a safe space. Our core vision is to encourage a deeper involvement in party structures, because power is not just situated in elected roles. So membership development is key, but we're also here to be included in policy discussions regarding women's issues. We are a divided society in more ways than one. The recent abortion debate is a prime example. And however we facilitate difficult conversations, however we strive for change, it is so important that women's voices are being heard. Men who champion women's issues are also very important. Trevor Lunn has been working very hard on the Assembly Executive Review Committee. In fact, I recently joined him. He just got a kiss, for anyone who didn't see that. Not from Andrew. In fact, I recently joined him and Stuart Dixon on the Speaker's Gender Sensitivity Think Tank. Among their plans is the establishment of a Women's Parliamentary Caucus, a review of the voting times and plenary sitting, and greater engagement with young women. It's encouraging to see the political will is there, from the Speaker's office and Alliance anyway, and I'm excited to see what opportunities are made available to all female elected reps in the next mandate. Another essential way to tackle the lack of female representation is to have more role models. Well, we're not short of them here. Last year, a certain woman fought a campaign of a lifetime. She bore the enormous pressure of all our hopes with such grace, intelligence, and humor. And she inspired me and so many other women to play what part we can in building a better, shared Northern Ireland. Naomi, we are all so proud of you. And Naomi is in excellent company. Nuala McAllister's fearlessness, Paula Bradshaw's work ethic, Kelly Armstrong's determination, Yvonne Boyle's compassion. We have some amazing female candidates, and they genuinely make me so hopeful for the future. There's one woman, one Alliance woman in particular, who is the reason I got involved in politics in the first place. Anna Lowe has always spoken out for people whose voices have been silenced. She never does anything she doesn't believe is right. She's brutally honest, and yet so warm. And no one will ever quite rock a leather jacket in the chamber as well as she does. She is also the hardest working, bravest person that I know. It has been an incredible honor to work for and with you. We'll miss you, Anna. People like Naomi and Anna have made it easier for Alliance women to step forward. So it's up to us to ensure that we are doing all we can as a party to improve the representation of women in civic society. We need to continue to be proactive in attracting female candidates and retaining them, and not in some tokenistic way, but in a way that means that women actively participate in political leadership. We need to get more female voices heard, and that is exactly what we're going to do. Enjoy conference, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words. I didn't write that speech for Anna. And Kate's been a wonderful member of my staff, my colleague, really. She's like a daughter to me, really. Yes, I have two sons, but no daughters. So, conference, our next speaker is one of our party's most vocal campaigners for equality and a strong alliance voice for LGBT rights. He is active in a whole range of community groups, and we are so pleased he is also involved with us in Alliance. I would like to introduce now to you, Mickey Murray.
Thanks, Anna. I'm Mickey Murray, I'm the chairperson of Alliance LGBT. Before I talk about Alliance LGBT, I just want to talk first about why I joined the party. I've always had an interest in politics, and it's definitely grown over the years. But when I was working with a volunteer group back in 2009, we were working with the Roma community in South Belfast. When the families off the Lisburn Road were attacked over a number of nights, we were working with some other charities to ensure the safety of those groups. The Lord Mayor of Belfast City Council at the time was Naomi Long, and Naomi brought us together for a meeting between the groups to see what we can do to best support these families. And I remember sitting there listening and thinking, there's something about this woman. So I kept a close eye on Naomi and the Alliance Party. I never joined in because honestly I didn't think that I could have any sort of influence or difference, make a difference in politics in Northern Ireland. It wasn't until a few years later when I met another strong, influential woman of the Alliance Party, Shan O'Neill, through Public Achievement, which is a charity I was on the board of at the time. Shan had started working on our WIMS project, and we had arranged to attend the Youth G8 Summit. I remember standing outside speaking about youth issues and LGBT issues, and Shan ever so subtly planted a seed in my head about joining the party. I've always been very cautious about joining a political party, as I am about dating. So I'd done a bit of research, read a few policies. It took a few months, but I finally stepped forward and joined the party. As a gay man, a Christian, and an LGBT rights activist, I've always been very aware that in order to fight for our own rights, we have to do so in a way that respects other people's rights and religious views. And that's very much reflected in how we work as a party, being respectful of others while we fight for what we're passionate about. I was asked recently how I seen the role of the Alliance Party within Northern Ireland. So I had a think and replied that the Alliance Party are the Laminin of Northern Ireland. For those of you who don't know, the laminin is a high molecular weight protein and are basically a self-adhesive molecule which keeps our membranes together and essentially keeps us together. Without the support of the Alliance Party, Northern Ireland politics would be separate membranes floating about, not being able to function. That is the importance of the Alliance Party in Northern Ireland. We're the party that holds the political structure of Northern Ireland together. I'm the sort of person that just can't be part of something, I need to be involved, which is a common theme throughout our members. So I went along to an Alliance LGBT meeting, which just happened to be the AGM, and I put myself forward for the deputy chair position and was selected, and 6 months later became chair. One of our focuses was expanding the visibility of Alliance LGBT. So we attended demonstrations, we attended every Pride Festival in Northern Ireland, and we raised the party's presence by as much as 50%. And I've been taking part of discussion panels all over the country representing Alliance LGBT and the Alliance Party as a whole. I'm very proud of the Alliance Party. I'm very proud that we have a policy firmly in favour of LGBT rights, such as marriage equality. I'm very proud that we've given our elected reps and our party members the time and space to come along their own journey to support marriage equality. That said, we don't have an equal society in Northern Ireland. It's 2016 and still LGBT people are not equal citizens. We're massively behind the rest of the UK in terms of LGBT equality, and not just in terms of marriage equality. I'm standing here today with the ability to save lives by giving blood, yet I live in a country where my blood is essentially illegal. There is very little support for the transgender community in Northern Ireland, and no political party is doing enough to address it. And there are young people all over the country self-harming and committing suicide because of how they're treated in school. There's a lot of homophobia and transphobia, supported and fueled by politicians and political parties such as the DUP. The Conscience Clause was a clause that would have seen LGBT people further victimised and discriminated against in Northern Ireland and put forward by the biggest party in the country. What message does that give LGBT people struggling with their sexuality and gender identity? Marriage equality is not the end for the fight for LGBT rights in Northern Ireland, but it's not just about the right to marry either. It's about that gay person who was beat up walking through the city centre on a Saturday night, that woman who was raped because she just hadn't had the right man yet, that transgender person who had to leave their job and move their home because of transphobic abuse, and it's about being treated as a human being and not as a second-class citizen. I'm very touched and thankful to be standing here today, an out and proud gay man given the opportunity to talk to my party that I'm so very passionate for, about a topic that I'm so very passionate about. And I'll just end on a quote from one of the most influential gay people ever to have lived, Harvey Milk. It takes no compassion to give people their rights. It takes no money to respect the individual. It takes no political deal to give people freedom. It takes no survey to remove oppression. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nick Mickey, for that impassioned speech, and thank you for all your hard work. We still have a long way to go to fight for equality for LGBT group. Our next speaker is definitely a rising star within the party, standing again for us in West Tyrone. You may have seen him go viral last year after he challenged John O'Dowd's failure to invest in integrated schools. Speaking on behalf of Young Alliance, I would like to welcome Stephen Donnelly.
Good morning, conference. Alliance is a liberal, inclusive and open-hearted party with a vision for a better and fairer Northern Ireland. We believe in equality before the law, that every child growing up should be able to face the future with confidence, that they will not be treated as second-class citizens because of their race, their faith, or who they love. We believe in social mobility, that just because a young person is born into poverty should not mean that they should be destined to be trapped there. We believe in building bridges and tearing down walls, and with respect to our Justice Minister, we have quite literally torn down walls in this society. Social justice, equality, and respect for diversity are the principles that underline every bit of work that we do in this party. And nowhere better is this exemplified than in the young people that have stepped forward to join Alliance and fight for a liberal and shared Northern Ireland. Young people who grew up with different lives, came from different families, but were united by one vision of a united Northern Ireland. Now, Alliance has always been able to attract young people who grew up under the shadow of peace walls, who grew up in inner city communities in Belfast, but refused to sit at home, shouting at the TV, who wanted to be the change that they wanted to see in their own communities. But what has made me proud most recently has been the fact that we have increasingly become the voice of those from towns and villages west of the ban that we have needed to reach out to for quite some time. In my own constituency of West Tyrone, I have been spurred on by the dedicated young people that have joined from places such as Sion Mills, Oma, Clanabogan and Mountjoy. Young people from rural communities are beginning to recognise that the Alliance Party and what we say holds true. That without retaining our place in Europe, young farmers who aspire to a good life in the agri-food sector face much uncertainty. That without sustainable public finances and a sensible attitude towards raising our own revenue, the social housing that young families in communities such as Carrickmore will be even more difficult to provide. And that without giving young people the skills and the training that they need to unlock their potential, an upgraded A5 would be little more than a nicer road on which young people can leave for the airport. And above all that, that aspiring to a shared future is little more than futile if the majority of children are still being educated in segregated schools. It was of little surprise during the last election campaign that Sinn Féin in County Tyrone did not want to discuss the issue of integrated education. Whether it be Drumrah Integrated College in Omagh or Clinty Clay Primary School in Dungannon, the sad fact remains that Sinn Féin have abandoned the children in this country that want an inclusive learning experience. However, with the support of our education spokesperson Trevor Lunn, I am proud to say that the Alliance Party in West Tyrone has kept integrated education firmly on the agenda, standing up for young people who recognise quite rightly that segregation has failed. We do this and more across Northern Ireland for young people, not just because we know that it's right, but because we know that if we don't do it, nobody else will. Only we stand up for those young people who are aghast at the cost of division and the wasted opportunities. Only we stand up for those young people who recognise that social justice and equality are not mutually exclusive but are interdependent. Only we stand up for those young people who have needed a passport in order to get work, and only Alliance has the vision to realise the ambition that young people have for Northern Ireland. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everyone on the panel. I'm very proud to be a member of the Alliance Party. I'm very proud to have people such as the ones I've just spoken, who speak about the diversity. We as a party value everyone as an individual, and we seek to celebrate that, and we don't shy away from difficult decisions, and that's something that makes me very proud to have that. But sad to be losing Anna, but hopefully we'll still remain friends and stuff. We'll go for coffee in Hollywood.